This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes will lead high and the eagle flies.
That's us, baby, USA. Hello, welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist will be here in just a moment to tell us a little bit about what he and the members of the American Tax Reform Army want to see from the debate tomorrow night. We're going to talk with Steve Hallstrom from the Steve Hallstrom Show, who is in Milwaukee. You hear him on the flag. We'll have full coverage. He'll have his first update from Milwaukee for us a little later on in the program, and then we're going to shift gears and talk about this market and where things are at in the economy with the money man, Brian Kroc from Collins & Kroc, joins us at the bottom of the hour. Before we do Grover, though, I did not watch any of the Hawaii stuff yesterday with President Biden. I just didn't end up doing it. It was late in the day. Got kind of shifted around. So Kevin was tasked with watching it and being able to talk about what happened. And was it really that bad?
It was that bad. I watched the recap of it, and then I watched the there's a video going around on Rumble where it's clear that Joe Biden fell asleep during the presentation and the kind of the memorial thing that they were doing. You might have guessed he was on his phone, but he had one of those and he kind of popped his head up. But that's not how you get off of a text. I mean,
this has happened before. Yeah, he's fallen asleep, so.
And he spent his time on stage talking to people, and it was all about him.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a Sunday. And lightning struck at home on a little lake that's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond, and hit the wire and came up underneath our home into the heating duct, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette,
laughing,
and my cat.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
The kitchen fire took about 20 minutes to put out.
Yeah, right. If folks aren't familiar, that story has been debunked many times.
Yeah, it was nothing fire. I was on a pond, not a lake, of course, a little pond. I wouldn't want to say you have a lake there. Yeah, again, all about him. Just
and he lost his cat and his 67 Corvette.
Yeah, embarrassing. They lost everything. They lost their whole town.
It's time for the home. Somebody, please do something. Unbelievable. Our next guest knows a little something about the presidential sweepstakes and what we're watching in this Republican nomination and how to govern. We want a little supply-side economic conversation in this debate tomorrow night. Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist. Grover, welcome back.
Good to be with you. I will be there tomorrow. And we're having an after party if you're around.
I stayed back in Fargo. I didn't go to Milwaukee. We've got one of our guys there, but I'll pass that along because nothing will be more fun than an after party that Grover hosts. I love it.
Yeah, he's a good hang, I hear.
I got tickets.
All right, beautiful. So, first of all, what is Donald Trump not being on the stage tomorrow night a good or a bad thing?
In a number of different ways. And it's bad for Trump. I mean, if you're Donald Trump and you intend to win the primary and think you will, and then you want to win the general, What happens to Republicans during presidential races when they're the nominee? The press jumps on their head and hits them with hammers and makes it difficult for them to get their message out. And Trump's going to have more difficulty because it's not just the press, but it's like three or four different prosecutors can dominate the news on any given day they want to. And we've seen them actually time some of this stuff in the past. So imagine when all four are pumping and then the press goes, oh, my goodness, this is the most important story of this day. So it will be tough for Trump to get a message out between now and the election. But he's got two opportunities. When you pay for your own ads, you control what's there. That's one, but that's expensive. And the second one is when you're in a debate. But Trump has now set up the Trump rule. And the Trump rule is, if you're winning, you don't have to debate anybody. And that's all you have to say. Well, there will be a point where Biden is 10 points ahead, because they just will be. They were 10 points ahead of Reagan, for crying out loud, when he crushed them. Nixon was losing before he crushed them. Our guys are always behind because the press goes after them. And then when people focus towards the end, they can come up. And when Reagan was in that debate, it was even Steven until people said, I see two guys next to each other, and he was able to win. What happened in the last election? I think it's more likely Trump lost that election, because remember that third debate they didn't have? That the Democrats go, we don't want to have a debate at this point. But
blame it on COVID, of course.
They couldn't be mouthed into it. But now there won't even be a discussion about why Biden pulls that. It's not that he's sleepy. It's not that he's afraid of talking about inflation. It's not because he's got a lousy track record. Well, because Trump said so. Trump said you don't have to debate when you're winning. End of conversation. I mean, I know in the heat of things you go, why take the risk? This is not a risk. If you're talking to the modern Republican Party, you want to make a sales pitch for what you did, you better be able to. If you can't do it in front of a Republican audience, when can you? So I think it's a mistake at all levels, because let's say Trump isn't the nominee. Whoever is the nominee is going to scare the Democrats, and they're not going to want to have a debate. And they're going to announce, oh, Trump rule. And we're going to go, wait a minute, where'd that come from? You know, Trump rule says we're winning. We don't have to debate you. Go ask Trump about that. So whoever the Republican, this could hurt us 4 and 6 years from now. This I don't debate when I'm winning thing. The Democrats are always winning at some point. That's when you announce I don't debate. Now, later when you're not winning.
Now that he's not there, what do you I mean, is this going to be a nothing burger? Do you anticipate who catapults themselves towards the front of the pack with the beneficiary of Donald Trump, who sucks a lot of oxygen out of the room, not being on the stage?
I was down at Eric Erickson's event down in Atlanta a couple of days ago, and they had all the candidates except Trump, and I guess Hutchison didn't make it, but. There was a very good collection of people presenting. And I'll tell you, every one of them impressed me. I mean, I liked most of them at some point, but, you know, they had each had different stories about things they'd accomplished. I didn't know, Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey. Camden had lots of crime, lots of murders, crimes. And the police were refusing to go out and walk the streets. They wanted to sit in the office and call it in. And he was trying to get them to do the work, and they said, we have a union, we don't have to listen to you. And he found that the law said that the governor can close down a police operation if he wants to. He can't fire two guys, but he can close the whole thing down. And he went to the Democrat head of the county and said, I'm willing to do this. Will you back me up? You know, we can do hey, governor, if you've got the guts to do that, I'm with you. They fired 320 people. They hired 450 more. And by the way, for the same amount of money as 320, who wouldn't go out to the street, they got 450, and everybody was required to work the streets. And the deaths went down by 75%. But that kind of vignette on personal leadership, on taking chances. I mean, I always liked Chris Christie, but I'm going, wow, that's a piece of him I didn't know. And several of them, I mean, Tim Scott, from the senator from South Carolina, gave a great presentation. I'd never seen Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley. I'd never seen her with, you know, some straight time to talk about a project.
It'll be very interesting to see what kind of an audience this attracts, because what you're describing is the potential for, you know, if the audience is there, or if people, you know, watch Tucker and President Trump, it'll be interesting. Only about half a minute left. What about our issues? What about, do you want them debating?
About what do we do to keep taxes down? If we're going to compete with China, most of their companies pay 15% corporate income tax, and we're at 21 plus state taxes, okay? 21 plus state corporate income taxes. We need to take ours down to 14 to be lower than China, and also because the Europeans want to set up a cartel and say, nobody can go under 15. Well, we should give them the finger and say, you know what? We had a whole war with you jerks about the idea that you were going to set our tax rates, okay? Not happening. And so you want to set a 15% bottom, we go to 14, just to let you know we have nothing to do with your cartel on tax hike. We need an aggressive continuation of the successes we had. You want to put China in the rearview mirror? Take that corporate income tax down to 10% and watch capital flow out of China back into the United States.
I hope that is debated between now and November 2024. That would be unbelievable. Grover, you're the best. America's tax reform, Grover Norquist.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Super producer Chris Larson found out that Harwood has lasagna today. So you could combine home cooking, a little lasagna, grab a dough convenience. And a free car wash today, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Harwood's PetroServe USA. That brand new car wash is open.
Nice.
I bet Harwood's excited to have their own car wash right there.
I hadn't seen that. We drove by that facility and knew it was beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
It is a great facility. And they're building another one now in Castleton. It's even bigger. And one coming to Wahpeton, they're just growing. A lot going on. Besides Lasagna and Harwood today, let's see. What do we got for you here? It is meatloaf or cabbage rolls at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Taco Mac, 12th Avenue, 929. Swedish Meatballs, NP Avenue. Pulled pork in Glendon. Tacos in Yulin. Spaghetti with meat sauce, 45th Street, 9th Avenue, Southwest. 21 past the hour. More of our preview of the debate tomorrow night, and we're, of course, going to have all the coverage right here for you on AM 1100, The Flag, and AM 1090, The Flag. We're going to have a blast. Looking forward to that. And we'll tell you a little bit about our coverage and what we have planned with Steve Hallstrom, who will be joining us from Milwaukee. I understand he has walked the debate halls. He's talked to all the candidates and their handlers. He's got more intel, folks, than you could ever hope to shake a stick at. Live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Steve Hallstrom, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scotty. Good to hear your voice, man.
You as well. You sound very calm for all the hustle and bustle that's going on in Milwaukee.
Well, it's a little bit of the calm before the storm. People are just starting to arrive here, I think, late this morning. The big event isn't until tomorrow night, so I think there's a lot of anticipation. But, yeah, it seems fairly orderly here right now.
Tell folks a little bit about what we have planned for debate night here on The Flag.
So I will be in Milwaukee down here at Fiserv Forum, which is the site of the big event, and yourself and Jay Thomas will be hosting our coverage live on the radio tomorrow starting at 7:30 and on our video stream as well on am1100theflag.com. So you can catch us a bunch of ways. You can listen to us on either FM 92.3, AM 1100, smart speaker, mobile app, all that good stuff, or you can watch the proceedings on our video stream. We're going to have a panel of people that will be joining you guys on location at our 2852 Thunder Road South tomorrow. And you guys are going to have a chance to visit with folks beforehand and then maybe even in the debate during some commercial breaks and afterwards as well. I will be covering the event and work in the spin room afterwards, efforting reaction from the candidates. Obviously, we are here because Doug Burgum, North Dakota's governor, is here. And that is the big storyline. I've talked to two different people that are close to Doug Burgum from his campaign days, maybe working with him before, that are flying in from Fargo later today that are going to be here. So going to try to catch up with them and get some of their comments and their thoughts on as well for my show at 4 o'clock today. But then tomorrow we'll be working that spin room, getting a reaction from the candidates as to how they thought everything went. And I think the prevailing thought, Scotty, is that Donald Trump not being here certainly lowers the circus value, and I mean that in a good way. I think anytime you're putting an event together like that, you want to have the most people participating. You want lively action, and things may get a little crazy from time to time, but that's okay in events like this. But I do think if you ask the candidates in this area, I do think they are looking forward to an opportunity to get a few words in edgewise, which maybe would not have been available to them in the same way had Donald Trump been here.
And by the way, we had two guests on before you today. We had a former top assistant President Trump, Mark Lauder. He said, good thing that Trump's not there. It's a good thing, and smart of Trump, and why do it? And then we just had Grover Norquist on, who said it was a bad idea. And one of our listeners just texted, what an idiot Grover was to say if Donald Trump doesn't debate, he won't win. What is this guy thinking? You can tell he's not paying attention to what Trump has accomplished or how many people are going to go to his rallies. Wow. Oh, by the way, Biden didn't debate, didn't have rallies, and he won. Of course, we know how that happened. But I think, you know, everybody's got an opinion, right or wrong. I think it is what it is now, and I'm looking forward to these others sort of hashing it out, but it will be less of a show. There's no doubt about it, right?
For sure.
Yeah, I think if you're the candidates, it's sort of darned if you do and if you don't, because I think on one hand, so let's say you're Doug Burgum. You're on the far right side of the stage. You are polling at 1%, maybe 2% if you're lucky. You want a chance to get your positions out. And, Scott, you and I talked about this on my show yesterday. There's a message that he needs to give tomorrow. There's a lane for him, but he needs to take advantage of this opportunity tomorrow. This is a very, very big night for Doug Burgum, and he needs people to learn who he is and what he's all about. So not having Donald Trump there is good in that way, because he can get some time to express some of his views and maybe more than just, you know, one quick shot. That said, if you're Doug Burgum, you also wouldn't mind if Donald Trump is there, because you can maybe take a little bit out of a little steam out of his sails, potentially, if you say the right thing or juxtapose your thoughts or your positions with him a little bit. So I think it's kind of a mixed blessing for these candidates. I think if you're Ron DeSantis in particular, you wish that he was there, because DeSantis is the number two in most polls as you take a look at that. So I'm sure he wants him there. But for a guy like Doug Burgum that people don't know very well, this might be the best thing.
Steve Hallstrom is the host of the Steve Hallstrom Show, 4 until 6 every weekday afternoon on your drive home on AM 1100 and FM 92.3. We're also broadcasting today to our friends Boom Into the Bakken on AM 1090 and KTGO. We'll have debate coverage for both of you coming up. Bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Brian Kroc from Collins and Kroc, talk a little bit about the money. The market's kind of smoking today. I don't know what's going on there, but NASDAQ especially, some things are looking pretty decent there. So we'll check in on the markets with Brian and just the overall financial picture of where we're at these days and how he's reading the tea leaves. A couple minutes left with Steve. I want to talk a little bit about, by the way, I've got an interesting little feedback tidbit from Trump World, that Donald Trump has expressed the fact that he's impressed with Doug Burgum so far in this campaign, and also is inquiring whether or not he would be a good Secretary of Energy were Trump to be elected.
Ooh.
So kind of interesting. And that's right out of Trump World. So that's a solid sources on that. So kind of interesting. And obviously some people think that's really what's going on. Who's the VP, right? Trump's going to get the nomination. They believe that's a foregone conclusion. So who's the VP and who's the other? Those candidates aren't thinking that, but that's what the rest of us are really thinking about tomorrow night, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, and if you ask Doug Burgum, I don't think he's looking at any consolation prizes. He's in it to win it. But in the end, if he is the guy that shows himself well and Trump says, hey, you would you want to be my energy secretary, it certainly is something that he might give some thought to. I do think that Doug is more of an alpha than that. I don't think he wants to report to anybody. I just don't think that's how he's wired. And he has said, if I don't get this thing, I'm just going to go back to I'm going to go back to being a governor and serving the state very well. I'm not surprised by that. I think Doug, when you look at what he offers, his understanding and his ability to articulate policy on energy, agriculture, technology, cybersecurity, international business, all of those things, that's kind of right out of the Donald Trump playbook as kind of being an outsider, not a career politician. So not surprised that he's caught the interest of the former president.
Yeah, kind of interesting. By the way, we scored you a ticket for the after-debate party that Grover Norquist is throwing, just so you know. So,
Before I jump out, though, quickly, want to
hang
say thanks to Northfield Petroleum Council.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's padded fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. The rain tapered off Monday in L.A., allowing utility crews to work quickly to bring the power back on for many. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case. Economists say a government shutdown likely to happen later this year. Goldman Sachs released a report last night that says all of the ingredients for a shutdown are present. New funding rolling out for asylum seekers in New York City. The governor has announced $20 million to support migrants staying in New York City's shelters. A backlog in the Panama Canal likely to bring supply chain delays. One of the most critical trading routes for the U.S. has been hit by drought and heavy ships cannot get through. Corey Myers, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Sponsorship on What's on Your Mind with our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Great story. Over 100 years of service. They started in 1908. This is the little plumber, little engine that could in Bismarck, North Dakota. And they've grown and grown and grown and now do business, of course, across the 4 or 5 state area. And whether you need plumbing, whether you need heating, mechanical service, they can do it all. HATandSons.com. Check them out online, HATandSons.com. But remember them. Fargo, Moorhead region, a lot of folks think, hey, they're Bismarck. No, they're everywhere. They really are. So check them out at hatandsons.com. Also, the indoor air quality experts as well. And we've learned through the COVID era that when you have good air circulation in healthcare facilities, schools, restaurants, and businesses, you have lower occurrences of all the bad stuff, not just COVID. And they're the experts of being able to do that even for your home or your business. So check it out, hatandsons.com. So a couple of seconds left with our man Steve Hallstrom in Milwaukee, who will be leading our coverage along with myself and Jay Thomas and a panel of experts from our audience. They're going to be joining us for the big debate tomorrow night. Any final thoughts on just what needs to happen tomorrow night, Steve?
I'm going to stay up late, too.
Yeah,
well,
Cap, Cap
the statistics that we're seeing are, I think what we're seeing statistics-wise and some of the polling out today, Des Moines Register came out with a poll today, and the sample size is not big, only 406 people in this poll, but it did show that 52% of Iowans say that they could be persuaded to support another candidate in this thing. Now, if that number is true, I think that's interesting going into tonight. Fox News, of course, is playing up the event as, you know, well, there's a lot of potential for things to change, even though Donald Trump has a massive lead. And I think they're doing that partly because they still want people to tune in tonight to their debate and to feel like there's still a lot at stake. But if 52% of people in Iowa, likely Republican voters, feel like that their vote is still up for grabs, that, I think, gives some hope to people here tomorrow night, that if they are the one that can consolidate the interest among the candidates not named Donald Trump, that maybe it gets interesting here along the way. So I think that's interesting to watch tomorrow. And I think, like you and I have talked about, Scott, before, I think Doug Burgum's ability to touch on President Trump and say, look, the guy has been vilified like no other candidate in history. And because of that, all these media people here have poisoned the well, and Donald Trump, for a lot of people, has lost status in their eyes. That all being said, there has to be somebody to go forward. And if it's not Donald Trump, I believe it can be me, and here's why, to be able to quickly pivot off the Donald Trump question and articulate his policy in those areas we talked about earlier.
Quick.
I think is the number one goal for Doug Burgum and probably everybody else.
Quick prediction, Donald Trump's going to be the nominee. I don't think that's in question anymore. Obviously, things can happen, whatever. We think Joe Biden's going to be the nominee. He may not. He fell asleep in Hawaii, for crying out loud. So anything can happen, but that's why those folks are on the stage. It's going to be fascinating. Quick plug for our sponsor, Steve, before we let you go.
Yeah, well, we want to send some appreciation to those who are making this whole thing possible here. North Dakota Petroleum Council, REMAX Legacy Realty, Dave Noah, Labor Masters, Busick Olson & Associates, Brenco, and also Brudvik Law Office. Thanks very much to those folks there for allowing us to bring home the coverage that we're able to here from Milwaukee today and tomorrow.
All right, talk to you later, sir. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good, Scott. And if I could throw in real quick, we've got, I think, a really good show planned for this afternoon here in Milwaukee. Naomi Lim from the Washington Examiner is going to join us to preview the field. And then Paul Laney, our good friend, former Cass County Sheriff, is going to join us to talk about law enforcement subjects, especially in the light of the police incident that happened a few weeks ago. Paul's got some thoughts on crime and punishment and sentencing in North Dakota that I think are going to be interesting. So we'll do that and much more live from Milwaukee today at 4.
4 to 6 this afternoon right here on the flag. Thank you, sir.
Busy day.
Thanks, Scotty.
Steve will be back with us tomorrow as well. Thank you. Brian Kronk is here, the money man from Collins and Kronk. Are you ready for that, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for the money man?
Yes, he always finds the silver lining for me.
Yes, exactly right. And I was waiting for your walk-up music because I thought Kevin might be, doesn't he have walk-up music for you?
You know, sometimes we do that. We do that when we're on the morning show with Kevin, that's for sure.
Oh, that's a need-to-know deal. I shouldn't try and steal his thunder there, right? Yeah, exactly right. By the way, I misspoke earlier. I said the market was up, and I don't know what I was looking at, but the market's actually down a little bit. Let's do overview first, Brian, on the market in general. You've been talking more recently about the fact that we're in correction mode. Anything change there?
Well, it's interesting. So we saw a nice run-up in the market. So for the second part of this year, basically, you know, January, February kind of ended the volatility. And then since then, we've been going to the upside. And so I started mentioning on your air just in the last week or two that we're going to start seeing some signs of weakness. And we're in the middle of that right now. I mean, just to put it in perspective, 85% of the stocks on the S&P 500 are down for the month of August. So everybody who was so happily looking at their statement is saying, hey, what's going on? And it's just the beginning of a pullback, I believe. You know, we're down about 5%, a little over 5% on the NASDAQ for the year now, or from our high, I should say, not for the year. We're still up substantially for the year. But from the high again, the S&P 500 has pulled back about 4%. The Dow has pulled back about 3%. So we're definitely starting to see a little bit of a change in tone. And you know what, Scott? That would not be out of the ordinary after the huge run-up that we've had. We've seen things go bonkers, you know, basically that March, April, May, on upward to where we are right now. We've got stocks like NVIDIA and SMEI that are up over 300% for the year. And so when you start to see that kind of movement, we are definitely due for a pullback.
Brian Kronk is here from Collins and Kronk. By the way, tell folks what you do day in and day out that is unique in your arena. You're the one managing these. Okay? You know this market, and you're managing the money right here, right?
You're absolutely right. So we are institutional portfolio managers, and that's one of the big things that separates us from everybody else that's, you know, supposedly competition to us, is when people come to us, we actually manage the money. We've got a research team that we rely upon from a couple of different firms. We look at what we're doing with the strategies that we've developed locally that are successful strategies, and we implement those for our clients. So rather than coming in and having us send the money to some mutual fund manager or some, you know, big East Coast money manager or something like that, that maybe doesn't represent your values, we manage the money successfully right here in town. That's the biggest thing that separates us. But the other thing that I'll throw in there, and we can touch on this later if you want, Scott, is we also center all of that portfolio management around building a plan for each client, because it doesn't matter if we're, you know, fantastic money managers. If we don't get you to your goals, then we fail. So we want to make sure we understand not just how we're investing, but why we're investing for you.
But that portfolio management really is the secret sauce to being able to fulfill those plans for so many people, as you've done for Maria and I. So we do appreciate that. Just wanted to get that in. That's why we tap.
Absolutely.
That's why we tap Brian's brain here once a month on What's on Your Mind, just to say, tell us what's going on in this market. So correction mode is due, and you've talked before about the impact of AI and tech and all of that. How's that flushing out now?
Well, and I think that's part of what brings us to this point where we're due for a correction. So we were kind of in, you know, a soft market early correction mode at the beginning of this year. The volatility was just starting to subside. And then we got an earnings report from a company called NVIDIA, which until that time, most people didn't even know the name of. Now it seems like it's on the lips of everybody. But NVIDIA came out and talked about what was going on specifically with their AI chip after ChatGPT had come out with their AI bot, if you want to call it that. And it's been phenomenal growth for NVIDIA and other companies in that AI or artificial intelligence game. And so they sort of set that off. And what happened was this fury of money just flowing into technology stocks, specifically if they said AI anywhere, you know, within a conference call or things like that. That's what kind of turned this market from being soft to big new market rally right then and there. And so that's where I was saying you have things like NVIDIA that I just named, which was up over 300% in the past year, SMCI. There's a whole bunch of others. You can just look through the list of AI-related stocks, and they're generally up really big. That money flowing into technology came from two places. It came from the sidelines, but that also coincided, Scott. Think back what was going on right before then. We had banks that were failing. And so as the institutions pulled money out of the failing banks, they needed to find a place to put it. And these big technology names that had some pretty solid balance sheets, that looked like a pretty good place to put it. And so they shoved that all into technology, pushing that sector even higher. And that can't go on forever, and that's why I say we are definitely due for a pullback.
So if the pullback comes, what sectors do we still see as a place to park some investments?
Sectors is always something that we're watching very carefully. In other words, which section of the economy? So I just mentioned technology, and I think this artificial intelligence run is here to stay, even if we have a pullback. Some of those stocks may have gotten ahead of themselves, but we're going to look for opportunities to take advantage of any pullback to add to some of those. But other sectors are performing well, too. So normally, when we go through any kind of a market pullback, you would see the consumer staples sector really perk up. That would be your Procter & Gamble and your Coca-Cola and your McDonald's, those things that we buy every day. But they've also become expensive, and so you don't see those running right now. Instead, money is kind of flowing into out of favor sectors like oil, which hasn't done well. But you see what's happening at the gas pump. Oil prices, gas prices are moving higher. That means bigger profit margins for the oil companies. And so you're starting to see this institutional money flow into those oil companies. Is still flowing into consumer companies and things of that nature. But the other area that we're really strong is financials minus the banks. So think about brokerage companies. Think about, you know, leveraged investment companies, or think about, you know, the insurance companies. Those are all areas that we can invest in that are doing very well and taking advantage of the interest rate spread. But I also think, Scott, about things within the medical sector. That's been huge. You guys were just talking about COVID and things of that nature. Guess what? When that was out, we saw who were the winners. Who are the losers in medical? We want to own those winners.
About a minute left for this answer before the break, and then we'll continue on the other side. But are you still bullish that this is a long-term bear market? See what I did there?
Yeah, I like that little interplay you did. So, yeah, if I think about where we're at, so we still are trading under the possibility that this is a longer-term bear market. Or if you want to think about that as more of a sideways market, a market that has a ceiling and a floor, and we just hit that ceiling. Another reason I say we're due for a pullback, and now we'll kind of calm down a little bit, we'll reshuffle the deck, and then we'll have another bear market rally. But I do think that we're in a longer-term sort of sideways market rally with a defined floor and a ceiling, and then we're going to see those pullbacks within there. And so, yeah, we still think that we're not going to make any new headway on the market indexes, you know, for a while yet. Maybe it's a year, maybe it's 6 months, I don't know, but I think we're stuck in this trading range, but we can take tremendous advantage of the ups and downs within that trading range.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and what we anticipate is still to come, and also a little bit about the tactical holdings versus the core holdings, the difference in those. Brian's got a great take on that I want to talk a little bit about as well. When we continue with the money man himself, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk on What's On Your Mind, our final segment after this.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
The chilly weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What's on your mind? Powered by My Pillow. Oh, they got the deals going on right now. You got kids going back to school. You got weddings. You got anniversaries. Give the gift of great sleep from Mike Pillow, Mike Lindell, and the team at My Pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Listener asked this question: inflation and purchasing power, are they factored into a bear market and not just relying on dollar numbers?
Inflation and purchasing power being factored into a bear market.
Are they? I guess he's asking.
They are not. So when you think about that, it depends what you mean by factored in, but you know, that's one of the things that's causing problems and saying, hey, guess what? This market isn't necessarily healthy. And why is that? Well, you think about inflation. Well, a lot of the companies that we want to invest in are impacted negatively by inflation. Their input costs are going higher, possibly faster than what they can raise the prices of their products. So in that way, yes, that's what's causing part of the problem. It's headwinds, right? And purchasing power, the same thing. If we've got a whole number of potential investors, whether it's through their 401ks or things like that, who are also strapped at the gas pump or the grocery store, you name it, that also is going to affect stocks in the stock market. So indirectly, they're certainly impacting the overall market, but not directly in that manner. But it's one of those things that gives you an understanding of why there's only a few companies that are really leading this market right now, and why I say it's not necessarily a healthy stock market. We're in a sideways market. We're also fighting these super high interest rates that are being used to fight inflation. When you've got treasury bonds that are trading over 5% or 4.1 on the 10-year, you know, we hit that. That's a huge headwind for stocks, and it makes that stock selection process all that much more important. You can't just buy stocks in willy-nilly and expect them to go up. You have to be able to go through and pick out which companies are truly doing well in this environment. And that's kind of what I love about a bear market, because it separates the way we manage money from what a whole lot of others are doing out there, just throwing money at the market. Throwing money isn't going to work anymore. You need somebody like us who can go out there and find the individual companies that are really succeeding in this type of an environment.
Example, core holdings versus yes. Tactical holdings. What's the difference?
That's a great question. So right now, as we start to see this pullback sort of pick up steam, we're selling our tactical holdings. So think about tactical holdings as they're short-term. These are our trading stocks. So we always have some trading stocks within the portfolio for our clients. I kind of call them cocktail party stocks or things like that. But they're the things that we're buying purely for the stock. We see a momentum opportunity. It might last 2 months. It might last 2 years. But we're in there, and then we take our profit and we get out. And so we're getting out of a lot of those types of stocks right now, also to build up cash so we can buy more of our core holdings. So the real wealth, the creation of wealth, the growing of your money comes from owning very high quality assets, high quality productive assets.
Coca-Cola's of the world.
There you go. That's a great example of the type of company that would fit the core holding. And it's not just slow growing companies. It can be fast growing companies too. It can be technology companies. But our core holdings have certain things in common. You know, for instance, very high returns on invested capital is one of the things we'll look for. And that's how we judge management. We want to make sure that they have management that is taking great care of the money that company makes, or else giving it back to us as shareholders. So we're trading up. We're getting rid of some of our tactical holdings, putting cash on the side so we can buy more of those core holdings. I always say, Scott, remember the core holdings. Those are the companies where we want to say we're in business. So if I own Coca-Cola, people say, well, what do you do? Guess what? I'm in the soft drink business. I sell syrup to the people of the world. If I'm in, you know, Orkin Man, and then guess what? I kill fleas and ticks for people's homes, or get rid of termites or things like that. But those are the businesses where I'm buying businesses, whereas tactical holdings, those are the stocks that we're just trading on the short term.
Interesting. Two quick things left in the short time we have left. All of this revolves around the plan.
It certainly does.
Because this is what you just described for the majority of our conversation today is the secret sauce, but the plan is really the way the listeners that are listening right now benefit in a new way from their investment in their retirement future.
Well, you're absolutely right. That's why I always say it doesn't matter if we happen to get you into the best artificial intelligence stock, and guess what? It's up, you know, thousands of percents or whatever, and your portfolio grew. That might be great, but if you're not putting enough money away, or if you're planning on retiring too soon, or if you don't have enough to fund your retirement, those are the big questions that you really need to be answering. And so that's where the planning side comes in. We'll take care of the money management side. We'll find a strategy that's a good fit for you. But more importantly, we need to answer those questions. Are you putting enough money away? Are you planning to retire too early or too late? Are you going to have too much money left over when you're done? You know, what if you want to have a second home in retirement? What does that do? How much money do you need? Those are the questions that are only answered by planning, not by which AI stock to own or which soft drink stock to own. And so that's why the planning, ultimately, once we've got your money working for you, then the planning becomes the most important thing.
I've seen that firsthand, just so you know, folks, and it works. It's exciting. It's an exciting world that they have at Collins & Kronk every day, so much so they're growing. They need you need, you're hiring right now, right?
Yes, we indeed are hiring. And it's funny because I had somebody ask me, hey, are you hiring? We're hiring in almost all positions. So we're hiring financial advisors, associate financial advisors. So we're looking for people both with experience and without. So we will train on how we do some of this stuff, but we need people to help us with the clients who want to come see us. But we also have administrative positions, relationship manager positions, client service positions. So there's several positions open right now that we're hiring for, and you can check that out on our website or on LinkedIn or any of those kinds of places.
And you will work for no two better people anywhere than Brian Cronk and Jeff Collins. They're a great team. Collins and Cronk, call them 701-235-0119. Many of you do every single week. When Brian is on the radio talking about this and on our Money Talk segment on the What's On Your Mind, they call. That's why they're growing. So take advantage of, be part of that momentum, folks. 701-235-0119. CollinsandCronk.com. Collins with a C, Cronk with a K. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott. You have a great day.
You as well. God bless, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.